Absolutely. And I think the many material aspects of the book are really important to communicate to our students who may not have the same love of books and printed pages that many of us who grew up with different media still appreciate.
Yeah. How do you try to sell college students who are millennials generally now on printed words on actual paper?
Yeah, well, the cool part of the Book Traces project is that we're looking for unique features in these books. So it's not just the fact of it being a printed object, but that it has imprints of past readers and past owners that make it unusual and unlike any other copy of that book.
Jim, when you look at sort of where libraries are going, and ASU's Hayden Library is undergoing a renovation, where do printed books fit into sort of the overall scheme of libraries and university libraries?
Anybody tells you they know the answer to that one for sure is lying. But it's clear that the printed book will be with us for a long time and should be. There are things you can only do with a printed book. And there's history you can only touch and reach with the printed object. We're trying to make that a feature of the renovation we're imagining.
So in your mind, how do you do that?
Well, we're working on that. We're trying to learn from retail. We're trying to learn from actual usage. We are aware of many old practices of libraries that don't make much sense. Rip the dust jackets off, turn them spine outwards, put a sticker on them, rebind them if they show the slightest recalcitrance, make them as boring and physically ordinary as you possibly can. Well, that's not the way to get attention.
Well, so, I mean, do you have a sense of how you try to get these books' attention? I mean, I assume you don't want to, like, have fireworks or sparklers coming out of the stacks or anything, but how do you...
We can talk.
I mean, how do you try to make it so that, you know, students are excited? You can say all you want, you know, this one might have had, you know, a special owner in the past, or it's super old. Like, look at how the, you know, the pages are browning a little bit. That's really cool. But how do you try to get them really excited?
So maybe our whole physically present collection will be more like special collections, subsets chosen because of their coherence and interest, or maybe of their date, or maybe of their binding, more like displays designed to attract your attention, and then maybe some QR codes or whatnot hidden around them that you click on to find out what else we've got that this might lead you to.
Is there a balance to be struck between making the library more interesting and exciting to college students and turning it into like a Pokemon Go stop?
I'm not quite sure anybody is heading towards the Pokemon Go stop. We know that we get 10,000 to 15,000 students a day coming into our Hayden Library at the center of campus. Most of them are coming in to do their assignments, do their work. Sometimes they're even, and I say this as a teacher with great regret, a little bored. We've got the good stuff. We've got the old stuff. We've got the rock and roll stuff. And we want to use the way we present it to attract their attention, challenge them, provoke them, make them think of things they could do that they haven't already thought of, and then provide the structure in which they can take the next step to make real use of it.
Devaney, is this a conversation that's sort of happening beyond just ASU? I mean, is this something that universities across the country are sort of struggling with to some extent?
Absolutely. And Book Traces itself, the ASU local project, is part of booktraces.org, a University of Virginia-founded project, trying to get people to return to the stacks of libraries and think about what's there. And think about the fact that whatever copy of the book you see on Google Books is one copy, but that it's not the only valuable copy, it's not the only place where that information can be found. And of course, that not everything's been digitized.
I mean, do you shudder a little bit when you hear Jim saying that when the renovation of Hayden Library is complete, the physical collection will probably be smaller than it was? There will be fewer physical books in there?
Here's why I don't shudder. I think things are going to be differently discoverable. And anytime you move from one kind of medium to another, you have gains and losses. So, of course, I think there are some losses to having fewer printed books around. But I think there are great gains to selecting interesting things to look at rather than to have shelf after shelf of things that I think students have become kind of blind to or inured to.
Maybe choosing quality over quantity.
Absolutely. Or showcasing different aspects of the library's print collections at different moments. It won't just be a kind of dead real estate.
Jim, I want to go back to something that you mentioned just a minute ago, which is that the different uses of the library. It's not just students going into a library to check out a book or to read a book. What to you is sort of the right balance of the different uses and how the library is comprised of those and maybe where in the library those different things are located to make sure that students are making the best use of them and that you are making the best use of the space that you have.
Right now, we know that our traditional stacks aren't working very well. We have 1.5 million books in Hayden Library, and the stacks are deserted because the old-fashioned stack arrangement, there's just too many books per shelf. The shelves are high. The shelves are narrow. This generation doesn't know how to work those stacks the way you did when it was the only way to get information. So we say, let's figure out how to make the presentation of books in the building itself engaging, energizing, connecting, so that students can pursue their work. You know, a building full of books has never been a library. A library is what people do when they're in a building with a lot of books and a lot of information around them. And our focus is on watching and listening to our students and researchers to see what they're actually doing, what they want to do, what they might do that we can help.
I'm curious if either of you think there will ever be a time when libraries do not have physical books in them.
Impossible.
I agree. I don't see that in our future.
Do you think that the number of physical books that are on display in a library, will that continue to shrink? Or do you think sort of where you're going to now will hold for a while?
I think we're going to get to a steady state. I think we'll know what feels like a comfortable, interesting, navigable collection. You know, once upon a time, Arizona State, probably college, only had 350,000 volumes, and it was a wonderful collection to go browsing in. If anything, our collection now is too big. It would take too long to work through all the different subjects you might be interested in.
Daphne, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you think about a museum collection, and, you know, increasingly, I think print is a kind of antique. But a museum collection has a permanent collection and then things that are on display. And I see libraries moving to a model where there will be circulating displays and circulating print aspects that are emphasized and that users are invited to explore and think through.